I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're not leaving because you never know when big news is going to break, Woodsy. And generally in the modern era when it does, it breaks with a tweet from one of a small select handful of baseball insiders.
I'm not in it.
No, we're not. We're definitely not, in it. And the Super Bowl, basically, of this whole offseason was going to be who gets that first tweet out for the Garrett Cole signing? Who breaks that story first?
Yeah, that's it. That's
and
the Holy Grail.
I'm very excited to say that last night, the winner of that derby, by a nose, was our own Radio.com baseball insider from MLB Network, John Heyman, who is sitting down with us right now. John, welcome to Ben and Woods, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. It's the Super Bowl.
Oh, come on.
It's the Holy Grail.
You knew that was important when
it
you
was
said
important.
That one out.
Yeah.
You knew you'd get a few likes and retweets on that one.
I got some likes. I think I had about 18,000 likes.
Bananas. That's
people
bananas.
People like it. I think the people in New York liked it. I don't know about people in L.A., but
what is since I'm not an insider and never will be, what is that? That game like? Because, you know, you got Passan, you got
nightmare.
Rosenthal. They're all texting with their guys, probably some of the same guys at the same time. And you're all typing away when, you know, the deals come down. Yeah. How does that game work?
I mean, that's exactly right. It's a lot of texting and typing. I mean, and, you know, you rely on your relationships. And, you know, I was nervous about this one because I kind of thought what was going on for a little while, and eventually I was able to finally do it. And then once somebody has it, then Rosenthal and Passan within seconds are able to confirm it. It's you hate to be in that position where you have to confirm it. I've been in that position many times, but I appreciate the kudos.
Then everyone has to go tip of the cap to whoever else had it first. I saw that a lot. John Heyman had it first.
Well,
as John Heyman had first.
Publicly, we're very polite. Behind the scenes, we're not that nice.
All right, well, so the two big ones are out of the way. There's still some pretty massive names out there.
Well, there's one more massive one.
Anthony Rendon is...
Absolutely, absolutely.
What a baseball player he is. What a great addition to any team. You've got teams like the Braves that need a third baseman. You've got teams like the Texas Rangers that are opening a new ballpark. Right. They need a star in Texas in the worst way. They really do. And that's a team that's had their fair share over the years. Where do you see him ending up? Maybe back to the Nationals. Yeah. Does anybody
Angels
know?
Just cleared out that
Angels,
salary cap space. Looks like they're making a play.
I'm going to name a team you haven't mentioned yet. To be my guess.
Dodgers?
At this moment. Yeah, that's my guess. Now, I don't know. I don't really have the inside info on that. And
John, is that a reactionary move from losing a Garrett Cole? And I know the different positions.
They're in a position where their team is so good that only a few players can really help their roster. And I think, they look at probably Lindor and Rendon and Cole, maybe Bryant, if it comes to that, if they do not get Rendon. And, I don't really know. There are several teams, as you mentioned. There are more teams than star third basemen, but there are two huge third basemen. Obviously, Josh Donaldson,
massive
superstar,
yep.
And Chris Bryant is, too, if he gets traded. So, but there are, you've already named five or six teams that are looking for third basemen. So it's going to be
a
massive deal.
Yeah.
These guys are in fantastic position. I think Donaldson's in much better position than he ever thought he'd be in.
Yep.
I mean, Rendon's one of the top six or seven players in the game right now, and you saw what a cool customer he was in the postseason.
Amazing. Because
nothing fazes him. And, he barely made an out after the seventh inning in the entire postseason. So I think the Dodgers love him. And, I think ultimately teams are going to be in that range of – we know what Arenado got. He's comparable to Arenado. He is a free agent, so maybe that'll up it a little bit. I think you basically know where it's going to go, or at least we think. I mean, Strasburg went well beyond where we thought it was going to go. But
which puts Cole,
But Nis may, too, because you have so many teams involved, and he's such a good player. But, the Dodgers can afford it. They had the money committed for Cole, and that'd be my guess.
John, do you think those massive numbers for Cole and Strasburg have a trickle effect on the rest of the pitching market, or are those two very separate cases? I mean, Madison Bumgarner, I laughed a couple of days ago when he thought, hey, I want $100 million. It's like, no way. Now I'm thinking, Yes way. $100 million.
Yes way.
Yes way.
I'll be shocked if he does not come up with $100 million. I really will. I mean, the guy is the greatest clutch pitcher of all time, and he should get that money. If you would analyze the careers of all the free agent pitchers, including Cole, the whole career, who's had the better career, you might say Madison Bumgarner. So, I mean, the guy is a presence, a fantastic clutch pitcher. To me, if I had to sign Wheeler or Bumgarner, I'm taking Bumgarner. I think he's just a better pitcher. I don't care that he doesn't throw 100 miles an hour. Brings a presence. He'd be my guy. I understand why Cole was the best pitcher in baseball last year. He's only 29 years old. Never had any injuries of any sort. I mean, he was clearly the star of the pitching market. But, you know, I think Bumgarner is going to do fantastic. There's several teams left over that still need a big-time starter. So he's going to do great. And so is Ryu. Ryu should do fantastic. He was second in Cy Young. I had that vote. That's where I had him. Deservedly so, I think, in my opinion, of course, since I picked him there. He's going to do well.
It works that way.
You know, I mean, it's a robust market. There are several good pitchers. Keuchel's a really good pitcher as well. But the value of starting pitching is up. I think the postseason, where Houston and Washington were the two finalists, and they're the two teams that had the best starters. So I think teams went to school on that.
Talking to John Heyman here on Ben and Woods this morning, and our beloved Padres here. They made a couple of moves. They do have a lot of chips. They've got a lot of players that other teams want that could be had in a trade. We heard rumors last night that they were involved in a ton of different, asking for a ton of different players. You heard the same? What are you hearing about them?
Yeah, I mean, that's them. I mean, I just know that I believe anything I hear because A.J. Preller is certainly all over the map, willing to try anything, willing to do anything. And, I mean, they want to contend this year. There's no question about it. I think the pressure is on him at this point. It's time to win.
Yeah.
And so he needs to win now. And, obviously, getting Pham is a win-now move. A guy will bring energy. That's terrific. But they still, it feels like they need more starting pitching. It feels like they're dissatisfied with their catcher situation. You know, obviously they have the chips to get stuff done. They have great, great pitching prospects,
yep,
starting with Gore and Bettina and Weathers. And, I mean, it's a long list of pitching. So they have the chips to get it done, and you know he's willing to gamble and do it.
Should the Padres be looking into a long-term extension already for Fernando Tatis Jr. after just the one season?
Absolutely.
You think
so? I mean, the guy's an incredible talent. I mean, to see him, from what scouts said, he was at average speed. You know, he wasn't a huge guy.
Yeah.
And now he's one of the fastest guys in the game, and incredible shortstop. And, I mean, that was not a fluke. The guy is one of the most talented players. And, you know, I understand why teams like the Yankees don't extend an Aaron Judge, because they're at the luxury tax threshold. You give a guy, you raise his AAV from a couple million to 20 million, you got to pay tax on all that.
Yep.
San Diego's not in that position. There's absolutely no reason not to do it. Acuna is the template for 100 million.
Yep.
I think he's going to have to probably go over that at this point.
Sure.
But, you know, that's the guy to give the extension to. I think that's been one of the downfalls so far, is the extensions, the money that they've paid out.
The wrong guys.
Yeah. I think he's a fantastic scout. But in terms of getting excited about certain guys, sometimes he gets a little
overly
too excited
about his own,
too excited.
Some of his
now,
own
this
players.
This is the guy to be excited about. This is the guy to do it.
Yep.
John, really appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. I know it's a busy week for you, so we thank you for giving
us
a few minutes.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.